弟兄姊妹们早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
刚才弟兄跟姊妹都说到，今天是我们今年第一次的主日聚会。
Both Steve and Nancy and I mentioned that this morning is our first service for the year.
虽然今天不是第一天啊。
Although it's not the first day of the year,
今天是我们第一个主日。
It's the first Sunday.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果你仔细一算的话，今年已经52/1已经过去了。
Brothers, if you counted 1/52 of the year is already.
前两天跟一个弟兄交通的时候，想起99年跨进2000年的时候。
And a few days ago, I was sharing with a brother. We were recounting how we passed through 1999 to the year 2000.
那时候大家最流行的一件事情就是怕什么？Y2K virus, 对不对
?Everybody was afraid of the Y2K virus.
啊那个时候说有2000年千禧年的这个叫什么病毒。
Yeah, the Y2K virus.
一下子七年过去了。
All of a sudden, 7 years has gone by.
有没有想过我在座很多孩子你已经 double your age 了啊。
And some of you have doubled your age in the past 7 years.
我们每一个人七年就在我们手中一下过去了。
And 7 years has gone by through our hands.
我记得徐华弟兄在我们查经班的时候曾经讲过人生最精华的25岁到50岁。
And Brother Xuhua shared with us that the most valuable time from the age of 25 to 50.
如果你正好是25岁到50岁之间，这个最精华的时间过了三分之一了。
And from the year of the 25 years of age to the 50 years of age.A third of your best time has gone by already.
弟兄姊妹，到底我们改变了多少
？Francis, how much have we changed?
到底我们在主面前成长了多少
？How much have we grown?
到底在这个转眼之间七年过去了，有多少的日子在神的眼中算为数
？In the passing of these 7 years, how many days are numbered before God?
我这个礼拜在芝加哥有机会早上讲完道，然后赶到另外一个在美国北部最大的教会 Willow Creek。
This past weekend, after we were at the retreat in Chicago, we went to one of the biggest fellowship here in the United States, Willow Creek.
那天讲到的牧师引用了那个 Tony Campolo 是吧？有一个作者写的一本书里面的一个故事。
And that day, the pastor used a story by Tony Campolo. That Sunday,
他说他有一天对那些年轻的孩子们问他们说 ，How long you have lived?
And he,
你活了多久了
？He asked the young people, How long have you lived?
然后有一个孩子他大家都不回答想你怎么会问这么简单的问题
And nobody answered the question say, oh, this is a very simple answer
结果他就问了一个人说你活了多久、啊、再问一次 How long you have lived
So he asked somebody right in front of him and said, How long have you lived
他说23
He said 23 years
他说我不是问你说你存在了多少年
I am not asking you how long have you existed
他说我是问你真正活了多久
I'm asking you how long have you actually lived
他说当我12岁的时候第一次被带到美国纽约市那个什么帝国大厦顶楼的时候
He said the first time I was taken to the Empire Building in New York City
当我居高临下看见整个纽约他说我整个心震撼
And I was at the top level I looked down the entire city my heart was shaken
他说在那几分钟里面我觉得我完全整个人被一个惊讶抓住
He said in those few minutes I was caught in a huge surprise
他说那个我叫他活真正的活真正的 alive
And I count that moment as being alive
他说：“那你到底活了多久
？”And then he asked the person again, "How long have you lived?"
他就在问同样的那个孩子。
And they asked the same child, "How long have you lived?"
那个孩子想了一下，说：“大概几分钟。
”And the guy said, "Maybe for a few minutes."
弟兄姊妹，23年的时间对他来说，如果是要那么兴奋的话，只有几分钟。
But just for him who has lived 33 years to count his life as having lived to be that excited is but a few minutes.
那种真正他觉得他是在活的，只有几分钟而已。
The moments where he feel like he was really living is but for a few minutes.
但是弟兄姊妹，再怎么样，这个例子还是从人的兴奋的角度去算。
But just no matter what, we're still looking at from a perspective of how excited he was to our event in life.
但是我们有没有想过，有一天神是根据我们在神眼中算为数的来算我们。
Have you thought about the fact that one day God's going to look upon your life as to how He counts your days?
所以这是为什么摩西祷告说求神教我们怎么样子数算自己的日子。
And that's why Moses prayed, Lord, teach us how to number our days.
让我们得到智慧的心。
That we may have wisdom.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，年日这么快就在我们手中过去了。
So quickly our days go by.
我们在座有些年长的，就像刚才念慈姊妹讲的，我父母八十五岁了。
There's some elderly brothers and sisters in our midst, just like my parents, they're 85 already.
我都清清楚楚记得我爸爸在我这个年纪的时候，我觉得他已经是老人家了。
I remember when my dad was my age, and I felt that he was an old man already.
但弟兄姊妹就这么快。
But so it happened so quickly.
有一天我到了，我认为我爸爸已经寿比南山的日子了。
And when I come to the time where I feel like my dad is, over and above.
这亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊，时间真的很快很快的。
Dear brothers, just time goes by so quickly.
有时候快到一个地步，让人心里面发急了。
And to the point where we're anxious.
所以今天在新年的里面，我先暂时把征战的题目放一边。
So at the beginning of the new year, we're going to put the theme of doing battle aside for a minute.
今天跟弟兄姊妹交通一个题目，殷勤耕耘，欢呼收割。
We're going to share on the topic to plow diligently and then reap joyfully.
我们整个人的一生。
All the days of our life,
每一个人
every single one of us,
神都为我们预备了一块田
God's prepared a field,
让我们在其中耕种
that you may plant in the midst of it.
而当这一生结束的时候
and when your days are, have ended,
我们就是带着田中的出产我们去见神
we take the produce of that field that God's given us and we go see God.
弥迦提醒我们你要当预备去迎接你的神
and Micah says, be ready to meet your God.
不管保罗也好不管主耶稣也好弟兄姊妹圣经上都讲到有一天我们要向神交账
whether it be Paul or Jesus they both mentioned that one day you'll have to settle an account with the Lord your God
神给我们每一个人都预备了一块田
God's prepared a field for each person
而怎么耕耘在乎你我
how do you plant in that field is determined by you and myself
圣经不仅仅讲到我们是神所耕种的田
the Bible not only simply say that we are the field by which God plants
圣经也讲到我们每一个人都拥有一块田我们是农夫
and the Bible says that you are all farmers each one of you have a field
所以提摩太后书保罗劝我们说要做一个勤劳的农夫
so 2 Timothy Paul urges us to be a diligent farmer
弟兄姊妹到底我们怎么样耕我们这一块田
and how do we cultivate this field
你可以让它荒废、啊、
You can let it just be desolate.
你可以撒种在荆棘中
And you could sow your seeds among the thorns.
但是弟兄姊妹早晚有一天日子要到
But just sooner the day will come.
神要问我们说你到底有多少的日子你真正的活着
God's going to ask how many days have you actually lived?
23年不过换来两三分钟对那个年轻人来说
23 years for a young man is but a few minutes.
但弟兄姊妹如果你现在暂停几秒钟你想一想
Brothers, take a few seconds right now and think.
就在你我的年龄里面
In the midst of your days and my days,
你觉得有多少时间被神数算
How many of your days or the time is counted by God?
你真的有把握说那个日子那件事情我相信神悦纳我
Are you certain of that specific event on that certain day God has accepted what I've done?
弟兄姊妹这是一件非常真实的挑战
Brothers, this is a very real challenge before us.
所以我为什么有时候劝我孩子劝年轻人说不要花那么多时间在 IM 上面
So a lot of time I urge my children and all the young people here do not spend all your time
你上个礼拜花十个小时你今天已经不记得花在谁的身上讲什么话了
Last week you spent 10 hours in front of the computers on IM. Today you don't even remember who you talked to last week.
花了十个小时玩 video game 今天到底对我们生命带来什么祝福
10 hours on the video games. What blessing has it brought into your life today? Adults, you're the same way.
花那么多时间看 email 干什么？
You spend all this time from the computer going through your email.
花那么多时间去 surf the website 干什么？
You spend all this time just surfing through the net.
为什么坐在电视机前面我们就时间就过去了呢？
Why do you sit in front of the television just let your time pass by?
哎呦，弟兄姊妹，让我们都 wake up 起来啊！
But just so we all need to wake up.
时间真的是非常非常的短暂啊！
And time is so short.
我已经多少的同学朋友已经离开这个世界了。
So many of my friends. They have passed on and left this world already.
三十多岁四十多岁而已
In their 30s, but in their 40s.
弟兄姊妹啊，你都要想到为什么以赛亚在那里祷告说我在审判的路上迎接你
And why does Isaiah pray the Lord on the road of judgment, I come and meet you?
弟兄姊妹，将来我们都要去跟神交账的
Brothers and sisters, every single one of us is going to settle with God.
圣经上希望我们将来是欢欢喜喜带着贺捆去见神的
The Bible says that he desires that we would go and meet him joyfully with
彼得劝我们要丰丰富富的进神国。
And Peter says, go into the heaven with abundance.
所以他劝我们你 要分外殷勤，要更加殷勤。
So he encourages us to be even more diligent.
所以弟兄姊妹，耶利米书第四章第三节，耶利米说要开垦你们的荒地，不要撒种在荆棘中。
So Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 3 says, break up your unplowed grounds and do not sow among thorns.
我们每一个人都拥有一块田。
We all have a field.
你原谅我说，我很遗憾地说。
And regretfully, I would say these things.
因之人类始祖亚当的堕落。
And because the fall of Adam.
外面的世界伏在恶者的手下，世界堕落了。
The world is under the control of the evil one.
里面的生命也堕落了。
The life within us is fallen.
所以这一块地在我们的手中是一个荒地。
So this field that is in our hands is desolate.
但是我们需要起来开垦它。
And we need to rise up and plow.
先知劝我们要开垦你们的荒地。
The prophet says, break up the unplowed grounds.
换句话说，我们都有许多的未得之地。
We all have many, many places that we have not yet obtained.
荒地虽然你拥有它。
The desolation, this desolate place, though you own it.
但是你如同没有拥有它，因为它没有给你带来任何的祝福和价值。
It's no different than you not owning it because it's not bringing you profit.
当你真开垦它的时候。
When you really begin to cultivate that ground.
所有开垦过的地方给我们带来祝福。
Everywhere that you plant will bring forth fruit and blessings.
所有我们经营过、开垦过的，它成为我们的结果啊。
And every place you've cultivated that you work, it will become the fruit of your labor.
去年四月我们在澳洲墨尔本，他们带我们去拜访一个老弟兄。
And last April in Austria, we went to visit an elderly brother.
他几乎是等于买了一座山头啊。
It's almost like he purchased an entire hillside.
他自己几十年下来，他亲自耕耘、耕耘、耕耘，开发它。
For decades, he's worked on that land. He's cultivated that land.
他带我们去看的时候，有小桥流水啊。
And when we went to visit that land, there were little bridges and there were streams running through it.
他盖了四个不同的亭子。
And there were four different
还有人工的瀑布。
There was a man-made waterfall.
然后他自己的房子是从山头上可以看到原野的。
And his own house, he can see the entire land from up at the top of the hill.
在我去拜访他之前，台湾有一个牧师也去，一坐在那里就说 ，This is what I call life.
And right before we went, there was another pastor from Taiwan that visited him. He saw the sight and he said, "This is what I call life."
哇，这么漂亮，这么舒服，从上居高临下那么漂亮的原野。
It is so beautiful, this wonderful plain.
但是这个老先生。
But this elderly brother,
他特别带我们去看他没有开发的地方。
He brought us to look upon the ground that he has not yet worked on.
他说：“弟兄，这就是我原来买下来的时候的样子。
And this is the condition at which I bought it.
哦，弟兄姊妹，真的是乱木丛集，乱七八糟的那些树木，这个横散在那里。
And it's completely chaotic branches, all kinds of vegetation growing all over it.
他就是一点一点一点一点，夫妻两个在这里耕耘它。
And over the past decades, little by little, little by little, they've been removing it and cultivating the land.
今天我们每一个人都拥有一块地呀。
But it's just again, every single one of us owns a field.
耶利米劝我们说起来。开垦我们的荒地。
Jeremiah says, "Rise up and plow these unbroken ground."
荣耀的神要赐下够用的恩典和力量。
The God of glory will give you sufficient grace and sufficient strength.
让我们的生命被神来改变。
But our lives will be transformed.
让我们所处的环境能够因着我们辛苦的耕耘而得到改变。
That the environment that we live in, because of our diligence, may be changed.
不要撒种在荆棘的里面。
Do not sow among thorns.
不要把我们的时间浪费在那些没有价值的事情上。
Don't waste your time on those things that has absolutely no value.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上讲到荆棘，特别讲到旧造。
And the Bible, when it talks about the thorns, it talks about the old creation.
当主耶稣讲撒种比喻的时候
，When Jesus gave the parable of the sower,
他说不要撒种在荆棘的里面。
He said, "Do not sow among the thorns."
圣经上里面讲到的荆棘是世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑。各样的厌乐和别样的私欲。
And the thorns that the Bible is talking about is the attractiveness of this world and all the lust and the thoughts of this world.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当你撒种在荆棘里面的时候
，So when you sow among these thorns,
它不可能有成果的。
It will not bear fruit.
所以我们今天要如何运用我们所有的资源
？But how do we use all of our resources?
我们的时间
，our time，
我们的金钱
，our wealth，
我们的力量
，our strength，
我们的情感
，our passion，
我们的思想
，our thoughts。
弟兄姊妹，这都是我们的资源。
Brothers and sisters, these are all of your resources.
而今天我们到底要撒在荆棘里呢
？And where are you going to plant these resources?
还是我们要撒在开垦出来的好土里面
？Or upon the ground that's been plowed and been broken?
就决定了我们要收什么
？It will determine
what you will reap.
所以我们底下接下来就要来讲到耕耘两个最重要的原则。
We're going to talk about the two most important principles of planting.
虽然圣经上讲到这个的时候是讲到钱财的奉献。
So oftentimes when the Bible talks about these things, it talks about the monetary offering.
但是这两件事情关乎我们今天如何来过今生。
But these two things determine how we're going to live this life.
胡适先生曾经讲过一句话。
Mr. Hu once said these words.
Mr. Hu. 要怎么收获先那么摘听过没有
How you're gonna, what do you want to receive, what do you want to gain, depends on how you're going to plant.
其实圣经上早就讲了。
And the Bible already said that.
在这里讲到两个重要的原则。
Two important principles.
第一件事情我们一起来读。加拉太书六章七到八节在讲义上都有。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 7 through 8 is in your outline.
我们同声来读。
Let's read it out loud together.
不管中文英文都可以。
Chinese and English.
请每一个人都要读。
Everybody read it out loud.
不要自欺神是轻慢不得的。人种的是什么收的也是什么。顺着情欲撒种的。必从情欲收败坏，顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。弟兄姊妹，简单来说这个原则。
To simply put this principle,
就是人种的是什么，收的就是什么。
What he plants is what he will reap.
弟兄姊妹，这句话有两面很重要的提醒。
There's two folds, two aspects of a very important reminder.
一个是对我们现在和将来的提醒。
It's a reminder for now and the time to come.
你种什么，你将来就会收什么。
What you are planting right now, today, is what you will reap in the days to come.
而另外一面的提醒。
And the second fold of reminder.
是提醒你现在正在收的东西是你过去种的。
It is reminding you now what you are reaping today is what you have planted in time.
这两个点我们都要提一下。
These two things we all need to pay attention to.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上说我们种什么，我们收就收什么。
The Bible says whatever you sow is what you will reap.
中国话也说种瓜得瓜，种豆得豆。
The Chinese says if you plant a melon, you'll receive a melon. You plant beans, you'll get beans.
Very good.
Thank you.
你不会种了瓜下去就会长出豆子来。
You're not going to plant melons and all of a sudden you get beans.
你也不会种了豆子出来长出西瓜来。
Or you plant beans and you end up getting melons.
种什么收什么。
Whatever you sow is what you will reap.
但是弟兄姊妹这么简单的原则。
Brothers and sisters, such simple principles.
今天在家教中在我们的人生观中我们常常忽略了它。
And in our education at home and in our principles in life or view in life we neglect it.
而在属灵生命的成长中我们更是常常忽略这件事情。
Particularly in the aspect of our spiritual growth, we often neglect it.
弟兄姊妹如果我们没有殷勤顺着圣灵撒种。
Brothers and sisters, if we are not diligent in sowing according to the Holy Spirit,
我们就不可能在永远的生命在神所赐给我们的新生命有收成。
We will never have any gain, any produce,in this new life.
如果我们顺着情欲顺着今生的风俗世界的潮流来撒种
If we sow according to our flesh according to custom and the flow of this world
我们从情欲收败坏
And we will reap according to our
flesh 我们从今世的风俗去收它的结果
And these corruptions and according to the custom of this world
你知道吗 我昨天去收我的那个剪切布我一下子没有找到我也不想花时间了但是我记得在十几年前
And I went and searched through my notes And I remember a few decades ago,
在英国利物浦发生的一件让整个英国很震动的一个消息。
And that something happened in England that shook the entire nation.
那个时候 ,video game 开始慢慢盛行。
The video game just became more and more popular.
我记得以前刚开始的那个 Nintendo 不过是打鸭子这样子就是很简单的 game.
I still recall the days of Nintendo where we just shoot a duck.
Super Mario, 那样跑。
And the running around of Super Mario.
现在不得了了各种 violent 事情的这个 video game 都在里面。
Now that the video games are becoming more and more rated R.
有一个妈妈带着她两岁多的孩子去百货公司买东西。
And one day a mother went to the supermarket to shop with her child.
那个妈妈转眼之间没有注意一下子没注意到小孩子不见了。
And she wasn't paying attention. All of a sudden her child was missing.
就隔了两天在铁轨旁边找到他孩子的尸体。
And after 2 days, they found a dead body on the railroad track.
他们从百货公司的那个摄影机里面找到说有两个大概10岁到11岁的男孩子把这个小孩子牵出去了。
And they found from the surveillance camera of the shopping mall that two other child of age 10, roughly 10 and 11, has brought this little kid away.
带到铁轨旁边, 就是效法video game里面的暴力, 把他给打死了。
And they brought them to the railroad track, and according to the violence that they saw in the video games, they beat this child to death.
模仿, 因为种的是这个东西,
and because this is what was planted in their head, in their mind.
所以出来的东西就是这些,
and that's what it was, that's what it produced.
我不晓得你们前天有没有看报纸说, 因为 大概一个多礼拜以前，那个萨旦胡塞因刚被吊死了。And
a few days ago, the newspaper came out that Saddam Hussein was just hung.
那个镜头在电视的新闻里面出现过。And
the image appeared on the screen.
在德州 Houston 有一个10岁的小孩子就效法这件事情。And
Houston, a 10-year-old child imitated that scene.
结果就被吊死了，他妈妈在上班不在家，他被吊死了。And
his mother was at work, and the child was hung to death.
弟兄姊妹，当我们今天在这里接收，其实都是在种。
But so everything that you're looking at, you're receiving, these are the things that are planted in you.
我们所看的，我们所想的，我们所说的，我们的态度，我们时间怎么用，钱怎么花， 弟兄姊妹，每一件事情都说到人在怎么种。
What do you see, what do you hear, what do you think about? Everything that you are absorbing in, your spending of your money, all these things talk about you planting things.
所以为什么保罗劝我们说不要效法这个时代, don't follow the pattern of the world.
So that's why Paul says, do not follow the pattern of this world.
我们会觉得 the pattern of the world 有什么错的呢? 世界的潮流有什么错的呢?
So what's wrong with the pattern of the world?
但是弟兄姊妹啊, 孩子们的思想, 我们的价值观念, 我们里面的各方面都在受这个世界来改变。
Dear brothers and sisters, our self-worth, our value system, everything is being controlled by these things.
所以种什么收什么。
So what you sow is what you will reap.
报纸上你常常可以看见我们的下一代这么多人进到社会以后他们没有抗压力。
And we see oftentimes, at least on the newspaper, that a lot of the next generation that enter into the world, they cannot resist the world.
尤其是中国的家庭里面出来的孩子，父母亲惯孩子。
Particularly the children that come out of Chinese family, they are spoiled.
他们要什么就给他们。
Whatever they want, they get.
等到他们进到世界的时候，发现世界不是这么一回事。
When they enter into the world, they realize the world is not so.
他任性，他发脾气，他得不到他所要的。
He got angry, he threw a tantrum because he didn't get what he wanted.
所以他里面挫折，他里面经不起。
So he is confused, he cannot suffer such a loss when he's grown up.
越来越多年轻的中国人现在自杀, depression.
And you find that the traces of depression and suicide rate is climbing among next generation Chinese.
我有一次看一个作者他举的比喻他说你好比一个外星人从来没有地心吸力这回事。
And just like an alien who never understood the effects of gravity.
他从来也不需要吃东西也不会饿。
He never had to eat, he will never be hungry.
他也不受时间空间的限制有一天他突然掉到地球上来了。
He's not confined by time and space, all of a sudden he falls on the earth.
他就还是跟平常一样开着他的太空船就往外走。
And just like any other day, he opened his spaceship and he just walks outside.
砰咚掉到地上摔得头破血流的。
All of a sudden he fell out of his spacecraft and his head was broken and was bleeding.
然后他发现他不能像从前那样子飞因为地心抓住他他只好走路。
And he realized that he couldn't float like time passed and now all of a sudden he has to walk on the ground like
everybody else. 等他走得很累走到一家餐馆终于看到东西有可以吃的他抓了就吃他不知道要付钱。
And he got really tired and he kept walking for a long time and he find a diner, he just grabbed the food and ate and he didn't know he had to pay for it. So a car came that was flashing lights and took control of him and put him inside a small room that looked like a cage.
So
every single day he's going through these surprises that he's never encountered before. He said so many parents today raise their children in such an environment where they really do not know what's going on.
Until
one day they enter into society.
他才发现这边会摔跤,
and they realize they're going to fall.
这边需要付代价,
and they're going to pay a price.
这边有人会处罚他,
and somebody's going to punish them.
他通通都是他从前不知道的事情,
all of these things they're unaware of.
所以弟兄姊妹, 今天我们在这里收的东西, 其实是因为我们当初这么种的。
But it's just we are getting what we're getting today because we have sown those things in time
past.
And sometimes we're frustrated and we say, how come our kids do not honor us more often? And we forget the fact that we just allow them to do whatever they wanted. And we read the fact that our boss and our co-workers mistreat us. We forgot the fact that we mistreated them in time past. And you go out to the wilderness and you cry out loud, try that. And whatever you cry out, you will hear the echo.
You
say, I love you, and then everything will cry out and tell
you, I hate you.
And you cry out, I hate you, and everything.
Everybody will 告诉 William 说, we hate him.
And everybody will come back and say, we hate you.
弟兄姊妹, 你到底在这里发什么出来?
Friends, this is what you are giving out.
我们就要收什么?
That is what you will get back.
很多时候我们今天收的,
a lot of times, what we reap today
is
what we have planted in time past.
当我们在收的时候,
and when we are reaping these things,
我们却忘记了我们曾经那么种过,
we forget the fact that we have once planted these things.
人际关系是这样,
the same thing pertaining to human relationships.
事情成败是这样,
whether things come to success or failure,
你工作的果效是这样,
the fruit of your labor is the same way.
中国人说一分耕耘一分收获,
the Chinese says, what you, how much you put into is how much you will get out.
但是在讲那句话之前,
but before you talk about this phrase,
我觉得我们先要解决的问题是到底我们在种什么?
And we have to solve or come and realize what is it that we are planting.
我们必须照着圣经的教导先要解决我到底在种什么?
And we have to deal with the problem that the Bible is teaching. What exactly am I planting?
人种的是什么,收的就是什么?
Again, whatever man plants, that he will reap.
你有时候会看见为什么这个人这么受欢迎?
You say, how come this person is so welcomed everywhere?
大家都这么喜欢跟他在一起?
Everybody likes to be with this person.
他没有什么高言大志, 没有什么
He's not particularly smart. He doesn't have all sorts of wisdom. But everybody likes to be with him. Because what he has sown is love and kindness and caring for others. So people like to be with him. And brothers and sisters, particularly, for example, we plant the seed of thanksgiving.
And
we're thankful towards God. We say words of thanksgiving toward men. And do you realize what you will reap?
收喜乐.
You will reap joy.
我记得达比弟兄说, 喜乐的心与感恩的程度成正比。
And Brother Darby once said that the magnitude of the joy of your heart is entirely equivalent to your thanksgiving.
你知道吗? 我今天一早起来要去预备信息哈。
And this morning I was preparing for the message.
我进去刷牙洗脸的时候, 突然嘴巴翘了一下, 我看着镜子, 怎么这么丑?
And I was brushing my teeth. I looked up and I saw myself in the mirror and I said, man, pretty ugly.
只能我说我 ugly,
not so good looking.
结果我就突然想到, 其实以前医生开刀的时候都警告过我, 我的结果可以 much worse than that, 可比那个可以糟不知道糟多少倍。
And I remember that when I had the surgery, the doctor reminded me that it could look so much worse.
我就对着镜子看我那样翘着嘴, 我现在装不出来了, 那副丑相。
So I looked at my mouth and I tried to like, you know, move my lips like the way I kind of looked in time past and I couldn't do it anymore.
哎呀, 我一看, 心里面就揪一下。
And when I saw myself in the mirror, my heart kind of cringed a little bit.
我很可以是那样子的人。
And I could very well be that face that I made.
或是更糟, 脖子都歪掉了, 因为医生都跟我讲过, 我可能的结果。
Or maybe even be worse, that my muscles, my nerves, my neck may be damaged, my head would be crooked.
这么一件小事, 我说主, 我谢谢你。
And such a small thing, I said, Lord, thank you.
我里面就有一个说不出来的感恩跟喜乐在我的里面。
Indescribable thanksgiving within my heart.
弟兄姊妹, 我们为什么不喜乐? 因为我们不知足。
Friends, just, we're not joyous, we're not happy because we're not satisfied.
我们常常中的是埋怨。
A lot of times we still complain.
我们常常种的是跟别人的比较。
And we sow the comparison with others.
为什么那个孩子长得那么帅, 我家的孩子长得这么胖?
How come that child looks so handsome and my kid looks so fat?
弟兄姊妹, 当我们不会感恩的时候, 我们就不容易喜乐。
When we don't know how to be thankful, we don't know how to be joyous.
当你种诚实的时候,
and when you sow truthfulness,
你收来的是别人对你的信任。
And you will gain trust, people's trust.
当你种公义的时候, 你收的是平安。
When you sow righteous and justice, what you will reap is peace.
为什么我们没有平安? 因为很多的时候我们犯罪, 我们做事不正。
We have no peace because a lot of times we sin, what we have done is not righteous.
当我们种宽恕, 种宽容,
and when we sow kindness and forgiveness,
我们收到的是和平,
and we reap peace and not strife.
所以弟兄姊妹, 你把种瓜, 得瓜, 种豆得豆, 你自己改吧, 你种爱就得爱, 你种恨就得恨。
And you use the same principle. If you plant a melon, you get a melon. You plant a bean, you get beans. And if you plant love, you will get love. You plant hatred, you'll reap hatred. And what you gain today,
先不要急着生气跟埋怨。
And don't immediately react and be angry and complain.
先问主说，主是不是我自己种的不该种的东西
的？ We ask ourselves, Lord, is it because I planted something that was not proper?
虽然有的时候是有例外，好，你明明种的都是好的，别人却对你不好。
And there are times that are that's not exactly normal. You planted things that are good, and you got something that wasn't right.
那是很例外的事，是神特别爱你，给你良的环境。
This is extraordinary because God has measured that environment for you.
不然基本上我们种什么，我们就收什么。
But in general, in principle, whatever you sow is what you will reap.
这是我以前跟你们讲过，那个焦元年牧师有一次当孩子头带孩子们玩的时候。
And Pastor Jell once he was leading a bunch of kids playing.
他叫他们一直站开来。
And they say, okay, spread out.
开始向空中用力吐口水，看谁吐得最高。
And look straight up and spit and see who can spit the highest.
你是傻孩子，就站一排，开始向空中吐口水。
All those dumb kids stand in the line and they spit straight up.
然后口水啪就掉回来到自己脸上来。
And their spit came straight back down on their own faces.
你出去的是什么，回来的就是什么。
Whatever you spit out is whatever comes back.
弟兄姊妹，第一个要解决的人种的是什么，收的是什么。
But it's just the very first thing we need to deal with is whatever we plant is what we're going to reap.
不光是为了将来，
it's not just for the future,
也是在提醒我们的过去。
It's also reminding us of time past.
如果我们在主的面前真正警醒的时候，
if we're really diligent and alert before God,
我相信我们对我们将来的生活，对我们的态度，对我们资源的使用，对我们各方面，我们都会很不一样。
I believe concerning our days to come, our attitude, our resources,whatever we do will completely be different.
第二个原则
The second principle.
才是少种的少收，多种的多收。
And whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully.
保罗讲到这个的时候还特别说这话是真的。
And Paul particularly says when it comes to these words are true.
不是因为他其他话是假的。
It's not that the other words are false.
而是因为这句话他非常有感而发。
But these particular words, he has absolute certainty.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在主的面前先解决傻的东西是对的。
And once you've dealt with the issue of whatever you're sowing, you're planting is right.
弟兄姊妹，这个原则你多种多收，少种的少收。
And this principle that if you sow more, the more you will reap, and the less you will gain.
那所以世界的观念只讲勤奋啊，一分耕耘一分收获。
And the world just talk about the principle of gain and loss.
但是我们一定要先有前提，先种对了。
And we have to talk about planting the right things first.
弟兄姊妹，这是讲到人的勤奋，人的积极。
It talks about the diligence of men.
如果我们真知道今天我们所种的，
If we really know what we are planting today,
都跟永恒可以发生关系。
It has something to do with eternity.
都跟我们将来的属灵的收获发生关系。
It has something to do with our spiritual gain and inheritance.
我们这个人一定会变得非常的积极。
And we will be very, very active.
我想这个虽然在座很多是中国大陆来的，但是你们对台湾这个王永庆先生一定都很熟啊。
And most of you are brothers and sisters from China, but you're familiar with王永庆 from Taiwan.
他甚至被称为经营之神啊，他非常会做生意的一个人。
And he is a very, very good businessman.
我听说他年轻的时候刚刚开始白手起家。
And I heard that when he was young, when he just first started.
他小的时候非常贫困的家庭里面，但是呢，他自己白手起家的时候。
He came from a very poor family, but when he first started his own business.
他曾经 try 过很多不同的事情。
He tried many different type of lines of business.
他不管做哪一行，他都要把它做得最好。
No matter what he is doing, he wants to do the best.
他学习在最小的事情上，他全力以赴，他追求卓越。
And at the very, even on the smallest thing, he gave all that he possessed.
当他开米店的时候。
And when he was starting selling rice.
客人来，他一定拿出簿子来问他说：“你家有几口？”
And whenever a customer comes to the store, he takes out his book. He said.How many members are in your family?
那几个大口，几个小口。
And how many adults? How many children?
你怎么懂？大概会吃几碗饭。
And how many bowls of rice do you probably consume each day?
他非常认真地记录下来。
And very diligently, he wrote all those records.
所以只要顾客来过他的店里面。
And as long as there's a customer that came to his house.
他说你以后都不要担心你米的问题。
He said you don't have to worry about purchasing your rice anymore.
就他家米快吃完之前，他的新的米一定送到。
And right before they consume or finish the rice in their house, He would send somebody and with a new batch.
就顾客只要上了门，就顾客永远不会掉。
As soon as the customer comes to his store, he will never lose the customer.
我记得有一次看到一个文章上写说，他曾经也试过开冰激凌店。
And one time he tried to start a ice cream store.
他特别不挑夏天开，他挑冬天开。
And he doesn't open it during the summertime. He opened it during the wintertime.
我如果能够在冬天把冰激凌卖得好，我夏天就没问题。
And if I could sell ice cream well during the winter, then I'll sell it. I have no problem during the summer.
你看见了没有？世界上的人当他在那里经营一件事情的时候
，the people in this world when he's managing a particular affair，
他追求卓越，他把 excellency 当作他的 goal。
He's pursuing excellency and that was his goal。
他在每一件事情上，他把它做了最好。
Every single aspect he wants to do the very best。
可是你却发现，当我们在做永恒的投资的时候
，and when you begin to realize that we're investing in eternity，
我们所摸的事情是永远的事情啊。
The things that we touch pertains to eternity。
可是你却发现我们常常忽略，我们常常不在乎。
And you find that a lot of times we neglect it, we really don't care about it。
那保罗不是这样。
Paul is not such a man。
例如说读圣经，神的话太重要了。
For example, reading God's word, reading the Bible。
一分耕耘，一分收获。
What you put in is what you will get out。
那保罗就在哥罗西书第三章劝我们，当用各样的智慧。
And Paul in Colossians chapter 3 says, with all wisdom,
要把神的话丰丰富富地存记在心里面。
And retain the word of God within your heart.
你看见了没有？就是 by all means, 你能够想到的方法，能够帮助你记住神话，就用它。
Whatever way possible to help you memorize and remember God's word, use it.
我帮燕弟兄跟威廉打打广告哈，他们今年开始 walk through the Bible.
We want to advertise this for the English Sunday school. We're walking through the Bible this year.
希望你们年轻的孩子们少睡一个钟头觉，太值得了。
Younger brothers, you're going to miss an hour of sleep, but it's worth it.
我们的弟兄们为了讲一次，不知道花几个多少小时去预备。
Our dear brother Uncle Ben, because of spending this one hour in speaking, and myself, we spend a lot of time preparing for it.
你们坐下来想现成。
When you sit down, you just receive what's been worked for.
弟兄姊妹要用各样的方法。
Use whatever means possible.
以前这个 multimedia 没有像现在这么流行。
When the multimedia is so popular,
所以我都自己录新约圣经，然后开车上班的时候听。
A lot of times I will read the New Testament myself and then listen to my own recording.
我自己从前的时候我没有好好读圣经。
In time past, I felt like I wasn't diligent enough with God's word.
等到主恢复我的以后。
And when the Lord has revived me.
我里面急得不得了，我就觉得哇，我要在主的话上下功夫。
I was so eager, and I said, God, I need to be more diligent in your word.
车上也放着一本圣经，口袋也放着一本小本的圣经。
I had a Bible in my car, I had a Bible in my pocket.
弟兄姊妹用各样的智慧把神的话丰丰富富地存在心里面。
But just whatever manner, whatever means possible, retain the word of God within our hearts.
祷告重要，对不对？
Prayer is very important, correct?
弟兄姊妹花时间来。
Offer up your time.
我们现在每一天都有 devotional 的这个计划啊，这个灵修的成根的计划。
And we have a plan C that allows everyone just to have a devotional time each day.
弟兄姊妹啊，到底我们是不是真的愿意全心的在最小的事情上来追求上好
？Brothers and sisters, are we willing to pursue the most excellent things on the smallest things in God's house?
刚才轻松也说过，我以前讲过，一个好的习惯养成，两个礼拜到三个礼拜可以培养起来。
And Steve mentioned earlier to the cultivate a good habit only requires about 2 weeks to 3 weeks.
如果我们养成一个好的习惯，太大的祝福了。
You cultivate a good habit is such a great blessing.
你看以前有的人是养成早上如果不读经，不先去见主，不吃早饭，不见人。
And some people have declared that they will not eat or talk to anyone until they have come to the Word of God in the morning.
太好的习惯。
This is a good habit.
弟兄姊妹，我们学习别人祷告，我们说阿门，太好的习惯了。
Learning to say amen while other people are praying, this is an excellent habit.
我们要在主的面前学习来种。
We need to learn how to plant before the Lord.
而我们今年。
And this year,
今年我们整年度的方向，因为我们去年是定的同心合意兴旺福音。
And last year we declared that with one heart, with one accord, we want to prosper the gospel.
但是因为我们去年 CUP 的仗打得太长了啊。
And the CUP process, the battles that have been taking place took too long.
虽然我们也有做福音。
So we have been doing the work of the gospel.
但是大部分的对象都是这种短期停留的这些访客。
But predominantly it's been visitors who've been coming in for a very short time.
去年年初我跟弟兄姊妹挑战的至少为一个人祷告。
At the beginning of last year, I challenged everyone, requested everyone to pray for one person and bring one person to Christ.
你看，传福音是重要的。
Sharing the gospel is important.
保罗知道它重要。
Paul knows it's important.
所以保罗就无论得时不得时，他都传福音。
So whether in season or out of season, Paul shares the gospel.
保罗就说我无论做什么。
So no matter what I do for the good of the gospel. Because the gain of the gospel, I want other people to have the same benefits. Our brother do not lack Mr. Wong, who's a great businessman.
王永庆是做什么,他就希望他的够,希望能够成功,能够赚钱。
Whatever he puts his hand to, this Mr. Wong, he wants to gain a great profit.
保罗弟兄不管讲到神的话,不管讲到抢救灵魂,不管讲到任何属灵的事,他都是极力追求。
Our brother Paul, whether concerning the word of God or laying hold of the souls of men or the spiritual things, he does all that he can to do the most that he can.
弟兄姊妹,我们有没有想过要竭力呢?
And brothers and sisters, have you thought about pursuing the excellence?
我刚才说过了,
we said earlier, however you sow,
撒什么种,
whatever you are sowing,
都决定了我们的收成,
will determine what you are going to get back. What is the seed that is in your hand?
圣经上讲过,
and the Bible talks about your lust being a type of seed. It's your natural life, it's your flesh. The Holy Spirit is a seed. In the eyes of God, there are only these two types of seeds.
你的种子还是从圣灵收永生呢?
You either sow the seeds of the flesh or through the Holy Spirit, eternal life.
但是加拉太书第六章你可以看见不光情欲跟肉体是两种不同的种子。
You realize in Galatians chapter 6, not only these two things, or these, the flesh and the spirit are two different types of seeds.
他还教我们撒种有两种原则, 一个是顺着肉体, 一个是顺着圣灵。
And he also talks about two principles. One is sowing according to your flesh, one's according to your spirit.
那圣经上还有其他的种子。
And the Bible also mentioned other seeds.
像神的道,
and the word of God.
就是种子, 对不对?
Are seeds.
我们到底怎么样子让神的话能够更多地临到我这个人?
And how do we allow the word of God to come to us more diligently, more often?
神的道包括福音,
God's word is not just the gospel.
我怎么样子出去撒福音的种子?
For example, the gospel, how do I go out and sow the seeds of the gospel?
多种就多收,
the more you sow, the more you will reap.
少种就少收,
the less you sow, the less you will reap.
我希望我们弟兄姊妹在小组里面, 在community里面, 我们都要多多去撒种啊。
And brothers and sisters, in our small groups, in our communities, we will be able to sow more.
我们的思想是种子,
our thoughts could be a seed.
我们的态度是种子,
our attitude is a seed.
我们人生的资源是种子,
the resources in our life are seeds.
你怎么样子使用时间, 使用金钱, 使用你的才干,
how do you use your time, your wealth, and your abilities?
弟兄姊妹,我们用怎样的态度?
What kind of attitude we face these situations?
通通影响今生生活的品质,
it determines the quality of this life.
通通影响我们来世的结局,
it will determine your end.
哎呀,弟兄姊妹啊,我真的是求神在这新年的时候,我们讲的听的都一起在主面前谦卑。
Brothers, I pray that those of us who are speaking, those who are listening, we're all humble before God.
我们都能够在主的面前,我们竭力的要来追求最上好的。
And with all diligence, we pursue the very best this year.
刚才讲到培养好的习惯,
and we talked about cultivating a good habit.
我们要不要学习对别人说感谢的话?
And let's learn how to be thankful toward one another.
孩子们愿不愿意在家里面学习? 开始养成好习惯,
and kids at home, respect and honor your parents.
培养一些好的习惯出来,
produce some good habits within your life.
光能够把灵修的生活,一个稳定的灵修生活建立起来,
and to be able to establish a steady spiritual walk with God.
我们这一生的蒙的福就真的是不得了的事情啊。
And the blessings that you will receive for the rest of your life is unimaginable.
如果我们能够在主的面前能够 live a life with priority, with right priority,
if we live a life with the right priority,
我们怎么样让我们的生活有一个对的优先顺序,
and again the right priorities in our lives,
我现在都不过举例子就是了,
and I'm just giving examples right now.
我希望总有一两句话刺激到你, 让你觉得, 哎, 这是我的goal, 我要去追求它。
I pray that one or two of these words may hit you and strike you, and you say that's what I'm going to go after.
例如说你下定这一年我要在我的嘴巴上有一个 完全不同的这个表现。
And you said, the words that come out of my mouth is going to be completely different this year.
绝不再埋怨,
I will no longer complain.
绝对不说批评论断的话,
and I will not ridicule and criticize someone.
我只要说造就人的好话,
I'm only going to say the things that edify someone.
我只要学习说感恩的话,
and only words that are thankful.
我要常常说鼓励的话,
and words that are encouraging.
弟兄姊妹,神不知道要用你去撒多少美好的种子。
And God will use you to plant many good seeds.
你如果立志说我今年就是要好好救人,
And you said that this year I'm going to save as many souls as possible.
我的爸爸还没信主, 我一定要在他离开世界以前得救。
My dad is not yet saved, but before he leaves this world, he's going to be saved.
你知道吗? 有人做过统计哈, 你猜百分之多少的基督徒这一辈子没有带一个人得救?
Somebody did a survey at one time. How do you know how many Christians have never led one person to Christ all their life? You want to take a guess?
医生讲究数据的, 你说, 50,
50%.
杨俊, 差不多50,
50%.
搬运组, 75,
75%.
还有没有人?
Anybody else?
你爸爸是75, 你说多少? Stephen? 啊? 90,
90%.
93%的基督徒 这一辈子没有带人得救。
93% of Christians has never gone to Christ.
这个数字是叫人里面惊讶跟可怕的数字。
And this is a very scary number and shocking number.
我们自己得救了, 我们宁可我们家人, 我们朋友往阴间去。
Well, we're saved. Our family members or dear friends, they could go to hell.
弟兄姊妹啊, 我们求神帮助我们。
Brother and sister, we ask God to help us.
勇敢地出去撒种。
Courageously go and sow.
我们靠着圣灵撒种。
And by the Holy Spirit, we sow these seeds.
少种的少收，多种的多收。
这话是真的。 And the less we plant, the less we'll reap. The more we plant, the more we'll reap. These words are true.
你可以开始为着福音朋友祷告。
You can begin to pray for your gospel friend.
你也可以开始养成很好正面的态度。
Or start cultivating the right attitude.
很好的灵修习惯。
A good spiritual walk, spiritual life.
弟兄姊妹，不管什么， 我请求弟兄姊妹一定要开始过积极的人生。
Friends, sisters, no matter what, be active and come alive.
而最后在这里讲到， 流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。
And then again, lastly, those who sow in tears shall reap in joy.
你有没有想到为什么要流泪？
You know why you need to reap when you sow?
如果说撒种是这么荣耀的事情， 要收永恒。
If our sowing of these seeds, we're going to reap eternity and eternal.
如果耕种是一个这么荣耀的收获的这个结局在前面， 为什么要流泪？
And reaping such wonderful things is such a glorious thing that is to come. Why do we need to weep, weep right now?
诗篇126篇第5节第6节， 他说流泪撒种的必欢呼收割， 那带种流泪出去的必要欢欢乐乐带着贺捆回来。
And Psalm 126 verse 5 to 6 says, those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He will continually go forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bring his sheaves with him.
因为这一个诗篇是被掳归回的人所做的。
Now this psalm was written by those who were taken into captivity.
诗篇126篇的前半， 就是讲到被掳归回他们的那种欢乐感恩的那个赞美。
The Psalm 126 in the first portion talks about their rejoicing and celebration when they were brought back.
也讲到他们里面的祷告说，神啊，求你使我们被掳的归回，好像蓝地的河水复流。
And his prayer was that, Lord, for those remnant to come back, as if there was the water from the south that would turn back and flow backwards. And then he said this particular verse.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
从长远来说,
from a long distance perspective,
亚当堕落之后,
when after the fall of Adam,
这个地就荒凉,
this whole land has been in desolation.
地就长出荆棘和蒺藜,
and it started growing briars and thorns.
不管肉身上要汗流满面才得糊口。
And you're going to labor, sweat all covering your face, then you may gain something.
属灵的耕耘更是这样。
The spiritual gains is the same way, even more so.
被罪恶被撒旦败坏了。
Because you were corrupted by sin and Satan.
但是从神选民的历史来看，
But from the chosen people, from their history,
神把他们带到应许之地迦南地的时候， 生命记11章11节说，那里是有山有谷与水滋润之地。
And when the Lord brought the people, his chosen people in the land of Canaan, it says that was the land of milk and honey.
那里充满了神的祝福。
As a plant that is full of God's blessing.
有山有谷与水滋润，讲完了我们都想去度个假了。
There are mountains and there are hills and there are valleys and there are streams. We want to go and have a vacation there.
可是70年被掳回来的时候，全地荒凉。
And 70 years after they were taken into captivity, when they came back, the entire land was desolate.
在座的弟兄姊妹，你从前曾经很爱主，如今软弱吗？
Brothers and sisters, are there some among us who once loved the Lord, but you are weak right now?
你从前里面常常觉得是一个丰收的人生，而如今里面觉得荒凉吗？
And you feel like every single day you're reaping something, now today is complete desolation.
所以就得长远来说，整个旧造世界是荒凉。
From a long-term perspective, the entire creation is and desolation. From our own experiences, we may be at a state of abundance and then we fall into desolation. But when we rise up and reward the ground, yes, you're going to weep when you go out to sow. And a lot of these thorns will prick us. A lot of sweat drops are going to fall through the ground. The Bible promises that one day we will bring back the sheep rejoicing. Because those who wept while they sowed, they will rejoice when they gather. Our heart is a field.
圣经上这么多的地方讲到我们的心是一块田。
So many places in the Bible talk about our heart being a field.
我们要去耕耘它。
We need to cultivate it.
我们的家是一块田。
Our own family, they are a field.
伊甸园造好的时候，神把亚当夏娃第一对couple放在那里。
When the Garden of Eden was created, God has put the very first couple, Adam and Eve, in it.
神对男人说，你要修理看守这个园子。
God says, tend this garden.
对妻子说，你要成为他的帮手。
And to the wife said, he said, be his helper.
弟兄姊妹，你的家现在兴旺吗？
Brothers and sisters, your family, is it prosperous?
你的家真的是照着主的爱、主的话在被耕耘吗？
Is it revived? Is it being cultivated by the word of God?
同样的教会，甚至神的国度。
Same thing for our church and God's kingdom.
弟兄姊妹啊，圣经上以赛亚书也说到耶和华是看守园子的。
And the book of Isaiah says that the Lord God is the one who watches over the garden.
他要时刻浇灌，昼夜看守，免得有人损坏他。
He will water and he will watch day and night, lest harm should come to it.
所以神的家，神的百姓，在神眼中也是一块园子。
God's house, God's kingdom is also a field.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要起来耕耘。
We need to rise up and plant.
我们需要起来看守。
And we need to rise up and watch.
我们需要起来顺着圣灵在这里撒种。
And by the Holy Spirit, sow these seeds.
我们种什么就
Whatever we sow, against what we will reap.
更往前跨一步,
when we take another step, the more we sow, the more we will reap.
少种就少收.
And we sow very little, very little you'll reap.
雅各书讲到主要回来.
And James says, the Lord will return.
他说看啊, 农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产。
It says, observe, the farmers wait patiently for the produce of the land.
只等到秋雨春雨.
Until the spring rain.
他说你们也当忍耐坚固你们的心因为主来的日子近了
Until the early and latter rain you also be patient establish your hearts for the coming of the Lord at hand
时间的关系我没办法去给你们举很多很好的见证
And because of the limitation of time I can't give you a lot of good examples
不管是在那里盼望一个人的得救或是生命的改变
Rather than hoping for someone's salvation or the transformation of a life
或是一个家被神来重建被神医治
Or family being rebuilt, being healed by the Lord
或是在服事上看不见果效但是仍然在那里殷勤的耕耘
Or even in your services you don't see results right away but you're continually diligently serving
有的时候在今生就看见结果了
Some fruits and labors could be observed in this life
有的宣教士甚至死了以后后来那个 这个开花结果遍满全地
Some evangelists, they don't see the fruits until after they've died and blossom into something wonderful.
但是不管今生看见了没有,
whether you see it in your lifetime,
那一天去见主的时候,
that day when you go see the Lord,
那些贺捆都在他们的怀里,
all the sheaves are in his bosom.
要欢欢喜喜地去见神,
and in rejoicing, you will come and see your Lord.
弟兄姊妹,当你看见highway写说 next exit, 就是你要出口了
And when you go along the highway you see that the next exit is the one that you're going to get out on
你一定就准备好准备出来了
You're going to get ready and merge to the right and be ready to exit
从最左线到最右线
And if you're in the inner lane you'll start switching over to the right
我们速度也开始减慢准备要出去了
And your speed may tend to slow down and you're ready to go out
圣经上有这么多的sign告诉我们说主来的脚步近了
The Bible gives us so many signs that the footstep of the Lord is drawing near
他若稍微迟延我们也要去见他
If he delays we will still go see him
有一件永远不改变的事
The one thing that will never change
就是我们要带着我们在这一块田里的收获去见主
We will take the produce what we cultivated from this field we will see the Lord
到底我们是贺捆满怀欢欢喜喜地去见他呢
Is it an abundance in our bosom that we will go and see him rejoicingly
还是我们两手空空地去见他
Or are we empty handed when we go see our Lord
所有只能在今生存留的通通都带不去
Everything that can only remain in this world in this life cannot be taken with you
And
we pray that the Lord would give us the heart of wisdom.
That
not only do we learn how to number our days, but more importantly, to know how to utilize each day.
我们殷勤耕耘, 然后欢乐收割,
and in diligence we sow, and then rejoicing we will reap.
在我结束之前,
and before we end,
我希望弟兄姊妹不是只听了一篇道,
and I pray, brothers and sisters, you just not have heard a message.
如果你有程序单的话,
and if you have your bulletin, 你有笔的话,
outline, 更好,
even better if you had a pen.
我请你写下五件事情,
I ask you to write down 5 things.
第一个,
the very first thing, who do you want to share the gospel to?
家人, 朋友, 同事, 邻居都可以,
it could be your family members, your co-workers, or your friends.
在你旁边, 不在你旁边的都可以, 你祷告上,
whether they're right next to you or they're not around you in your everyday life, begin to pray for them.
你定了心意要叫这个人得救,
set within your heart that this person is going to be saved.
记得我去年跟你们讲的每一个小时,
and I shared with you guys last year that every hour, 6,400 people have died. From the time that I stood on this platform to when I will step off, about 6,400 people died. Sooner or later, whom you love is going to be counted among those numbers. And maybe us who are sitting here.
在他走之前,
but before he leaves this world, before I leave this world, I pray that I could share the gospel to that person.
第二件事情,
and the second thing,
你最想改变的人际关系是跟谁的关系?
The one relationship that you want to change the most,
请你记得, 我们种的是什么, 收的就是什么。
Remember, what you sow is what you reap.
反过来说, 我们现在收的是什么, 很可能是因为我们曾经那么种过。
And again, what we are reaping today may be because of what we planted in time past.
有没有任何一个人际关系对你来说是遗憾, 是你想要突破, 或是想要更好更进步的?
Are there any personal relationship that you regret and you want to improve upon and you want to break through in some way?
请你从自己的家里开始。
Start from your own family.
先不要讲到你小学同学还在台湾的。
Don't talk about some friend that you had in your childhood that is still in Taiwan.
先从我们自己家里面开始。
Start with members in your own family.
第三件事情,
the third thing,
你要怎么样子来建立你的灵修生活?
How are you going to build up and establish your spiritual life?
这应该是第二件事情我刚刚讲错了。你怎么样子今年你准备怎么样子在主面前有一个稳定的灵修生活?
This is actually the second thing that you need to pay attention to. How are you going to have a steady walk this year with God?
教会提供了一个最基本最基本的灵修计划。
And the Bible, the church has prepared the most basic of, and the simplest plan.
然后配上一个读经计划。
And then also, You can combine it with a reading schedule.
那我们的读经计划有两种, 一个叫做一天读一章, 另外一个叫做一年读一遍。
And there are two particular schedules. One is to read one chapter a day. The other one is to read the entire Bible for 1 year.
所以请你祷告看看你到底是要用A and C呢, 还是B and C?
And pray about it, whether you're going to combine plan A and C or combine plan B and C.
不要只有C,
do not just have C.
好,这是第二件, 包括我刚才讲的人际关系是第三件, 现在讲第四件。
And the fourth thing,
你今年最想养成的好习惯是什么?
What is the one habit that you want to cultivate this year?
记得我曾经说过, 你养成一个好习惯, 比你买一辆新车更值得你高兴。
Remember I said that you should be happier that you cultivate a good habit than purchasing a brand new car.
车子用完10年就没有了。
The car after 10 years is
好习惯叫你一辈子得祝福, 也给别人带来祝福。
And a good habit will bless you for the rest of your life and also bring blessing to those around you.
如果愿意养成一个好的习惯, 每一个人都要养,至少今年我要突破我一个坏习惯。
And everybody say within your heart, I'm going to break through and have one good habit in my life.
有没有写啊?
Are you guys writing things down?
我讲太快了。
Am I too fast?
还是你坏习惯太多了,写不完?
Too many bad habits, you can't write them fast enough.
最后,
lastly,
你希望今年改变 一个什么 attitude 态度。
What is the one attitude change that you want to share?
例如说你从前是喜欢埋怨，你希望我从今年开始愿意改成说感恩的话。
And perhaps in time past you feel like I complain too much, and now I want to be more thankful.
啊，你常常在那里想消极，想失望的事。
And your thoughts may be very past, or negative, and always passive.
就是你的思想非常灰色，你愿意靠着主的话来。心意更新而变化。
And you're down all the time, and you want to be renewed. Your hearts want to be refreshed.
像保罗在腓立比说的那些公义的、良善的、美好的，愿意去思想它。
All those things are good, righteous, pure. Think upon those things.
啊，或是任何方面的。
Or anything else.
就是我们人生的态度。
Your attitudes toward life.
Attitude is everything. 很重要的，我们有个对的态度。
It's very important that we have the right attitude.
五件事情。
Now these five things.
我们一起来唱一首诗歌。
Let's come together, we'll sing a hymn.
597首。
597.
说到一个人真看见撒种的宝贵，
see the importance of sowing seed.
他一定是一个非常积极而且殷勤的人。
Active, he's diligent.
积极和殷勤是一个自然的反应了。
Something that is very natural.
第二节讲到炎日也好，阴天也好。
Verse 2 again says, in sunshine and shadows.
不管怎样的环境，
no matter what condition,
都是我们撒种的机会。
The right opportunity for us to serve.
我们求神帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
过一个积极殷勤的人生。
To be diligent and to be active.
有一句话，他说到你殷勤的工作。
And the words of diligence.
还不在乎你会因为殷勤而得到什么。
It's not so much you will gain something because of your diligence.
而在乎你殷勤耕耘的过程中，你变成了一个怎样的人。
In the process of your diligence, what kind of person have you become?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我希望我们在座每一个人。
Friends, I pray that every single one of us in this room,
去见主的时候，主都能够夸奖我们。
When we go see the Lord will all say,
你是又良善又忠心的仆人。
Good and faithful servant,
你真是在不多的事上有忠心啊。
In the small things you've been faithful.
我们一起祷告。
Let's come and pray together.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
谢谢你让我们在新年的时候可以自由地聚集在你的面前。
In the new year, we may freely come before you.
主啊，在这新的开始的时候，我们愿意一起来到你祭坛面前。
In the new beginning, we will come to your altar.
我们再把我这个人我的恩赐我一切的资源都放在你的手中
that our person our gifts all of our resources we come and lay in your hand
主你把智慧赐给我们
Lord Jesus we pray that you grant us wisdom
让我们如何照着你的旨意顺着圣灵在这里撒种
that according to your will and by the leading of the Holy Spirit that we were planted
好让我们这一生真的是一个丰收的一生
that this life may be a life of abundance as we
我们也为着我们自己的家庭向你祷告
we pray for our families O Lord
主啊你也让我们知道怎样在家中能够辛勤的耕耘
that we may be diligent and sowing our own families
让家中的每一个人跟你和我们彼此的关系都是健康而美善的
there be a healthy and a good relationship between every family member towards you and one another
主我们也更是为着教会为着你的国度向你祷告
Lord, particularly pray for your church and your kingdom
是的看守这个园子
Lord please watch over this garden
昼夜浇灌
day and night water
我们向这位发闪电的耶和华求雨
the God of lightning we cry out for rain
降下透雨来
send forth a thor rain
主当我们在这里耕种的时候不仅仅不至于徒然
that when we plant here it's not in vain
我们也知道我们一切的多种必然要多收
And we know that the more we plant, the more we will reap
我们谢谢你
And we thank you, Lord
把弟兄姊妹今天在你面前所立的心愿
Commit all of these resolutions that we place before you
我们都求主来祝福
We ask you to bless each one
都求主来成全
We ask, Lord, you to fulfill it
让我们在今年年底的时候
At the conclusion of this year
我们能够欢乐地把成果奉献在你的手中
Rejoicingly, we can bring forth the results of each To you. And we pray for the brothers and sisters who are in difficulties right now, whether in physical illness, whether in the areas of their work, in their families, and their own emotional needs and spiritual
needs.
And Lord, we ask you to particularly bless all the members in the new year, strengthen us once again with the glory. Hope.
A
sufficient grace sustain us.
谢谢主
We thank you, Lord.
听我们的祷告
Hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 请坐
Please be seated.